Well, you know, every day this week, we have named another individual from our area that we feel is crucial to the future of the region. This next fella spent some of his youth in an orphanage, and then he helped invent the index fund at the University of Chicago. And then he went out to California and started Dimensional Fund Advisors, from which he retired in 2005. Then, for some crazy reason, he moved back to St. Louis, where since about 2005, he's given away $13 million to charities. Among those, the Missouri Botanical Garden, the St. Louis Symphony, St. Louis University. He founded the Chess Club and Scholastic Center of St. Louis, brought the Chess Hall of Fame from Miami to the Central West End, also has contributed to the Boy Scouts of America, Opera Theater, the Art Museum, the list goes on. And he's also started a think tank called the Show Me Institute and has gotten very involved in Jefferson City and in local measures. And Rex Singfield, we are naming you one of the five key individuals crucial to the future of St. Louis. Good morning and welcome back to KMOX.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. You're very kind. Boy, you must have had a scrawny list if you're putting me on it.
Well, no, I don't think I've seen anyone who, first of all, after making a fortune, decided to retire in St. Louis. Usually it's Naples, Florida for retirement, you know. But then I don't see anyone who's like jumped into the fray like you have, from Jeff City to City Hall and starting institutions and not-for-profits and trying to affect the change, because you think that there are things we can do to make this region better.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, if people are born in St. Louis, they understand what a wonderful place this is, the city and the state. And, you know, if everybody was born here, there'd be so many people here, you wouldn't even be worried about me. There's just so many wonderful things we have going on here. And look at our city, a city that has all these cultural institutions, all the major sports franchises. It's called the City of Parks. We have so many parks. It's so accessible. And you've talked about all the great restaurants we've had. It's just an incredible place to live. And I just want to make it better by just getting rid of the bad public policies we have. There's nothing the private sector has done except make this place wonderful. It's the public policies that we've had that have really hampered our development, our growth.
Give me an example of a public policy that might be changed to increase growth.
Oh, my goodness. How about let's get rid of the earnings tax in St. Louis that for the past 65 years has driven out 500,000 people from the city and from every city in this country that has a similar tax. It has been destructive. That's one. How about getting the city and the county working together again? And all, you know, these incredible municipalities. We have the most municipalities in the country, I think, with the possible exception of Baltimore, which is ironic because Baltimore was the home, became the home of the St. Louis Browns, now known as the Baltimore Orioles. That's a public policy that we could do. Now, fortunately, we have some great leaders. Let's be honest here. We have great leaders in Mayor Slay and County Executive Charlie Dooley who are committed to getting more city and county cooperation. And frankly, under the radar, they are trying to do a lot already. They've been doing it for years. But we need to get more formal reconciliation and cooperation between those two entities. Now, look at all the TIFs and the tax credits that we have, that none of which we should have. But right now, they're powerless to do anything about it.
You know, they'd have to change that at the state level.
It has to be done at the state level. Absolutely. You're right.
Well, one of our guests, actually, on Monday, we named Steve Ellman one of our key leaders for the future, crucial for the future. Of course, he's the Rex, the county executive in St. Charles County.
Right.
He's against the use of TIFs where the government picks the winners and the losers.
Yeah, you know, Charlie, I was in the investment management business for 30 years, and I can tell you, as you know, and I will admit, I'll brag a little bit, as one of the creators of the index fund, the genesis of the index fund is founded on the idea that private investment managers can't beat markets. And I guarantee you, if the best and the brightest in the private investment business can't do it, how is it ever possible that government leaders who have never been in the investment business could successfully pick winners and losers? They shouldn't do it because they're not able to do it. And he's absolutely right. Mr. Ellman is absolutely right. The government shouldn't be in that business. Nobody should be in that business because no one's ever succeeded at it in the public or private sector.
So abolish the earning tax in the city. Get the county and the city to work collectively, or at least on some issues.
Yep.
Also get rid of the tax credits and the tax increment financing. Anything else on the wish list of Rex Singfield?
Well, for the region, yeah, well, of course, we have to get rid of the state income tax. Now, I don't know, you know, it has not been covered in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, to my knowledge, or the Kansas City Star. I don't know if people realize that the state of Kansas has just dropped the atomic tax bomb on the state of Missouri. They have had a massive cut in their taxes. Massive cut, Charlie. It takes the top rate from 6.5% to 4.8%. But more importantly, the distributions from S-Corps and LLCs, which almost all businesses are. The only C-Corps in this world are the massive corporations that have to accumulate capital because they have large capital expenditures. Everything else is an S-Corp. The distributions from S-Corps and LLCs is now taxed at zero.
In Kansas?
In Kansas.
So
this just happened. This is amazing. There's going to be, Charlie, you've got to put video cameras on the Kansas border. There's going to be a cloud of dust. You're going to put those cameras there, and they won't be able to see anything except a cloud of dust as the businesses move from Missouri to Kansas. Now, I want to have full disclosure here. We have helped Kansas, and we are helping Oklahoma cut their taxes because we need to put pressure on western Missouri. But this will benefit the St. Louis region so much because if we don't do something, the St. Louis S-Corps and LLCs will be leaving as well in a heartbeat.
Now, when you say we've been helping Kansas, is that the Show Me Institute or Rex Singfield and...
It's Rex Singfield and my political operatives.
Uh-huh.
So we've been giving them money. We have been working with them. Pelopidas, Travis Brown, Rachel Brown, Laura Slay, your dear cousin, who's sitting right next to me, by the way. Zipping my mouth as I speak. No, we've all been doing this, and frankly, it's a good thing for the country when one state does this. But I really want to put pressure on Missouri. And
how does Kansas intend to make up that lost revenue, Rex?
They are going to cut expenditures. They're going to cut tax credits and TIFs, and they're just going to button things up. There's no replacement at this stage. But they're going to grow. Frankly, they're going to grow a lot. They know they're going to grow a lot. You should interview Governor Brownback. They know they're going to get massive growth as the S-Corps and the LLCs move into Kansas. How could you not when your taxes are now zero?
Now, what motivates a guy who had an office in, what, was it Santa Monica or Malibu?
It was the People's Republic of Santa Monica.
In Santa Monica, nice living out there. You know, you're reputed to have made $1 billion in... Well, that's what we keep seeing. Billionaire Rex Singfield. It's almost like billionaire is your first name.
I know.
So
I know.
What motivates you to move to St. Louis to get involved when you could be playing golf in Naples, Florida, or wherever most wealthy retirees go?
Okay, first of all, if you saw me play golf, you would realize why there is a group called the Golf Police. The Golf Police have standing orders to shoot me on sight when they see me on a golf course, okay? I'm that bad. Secondly, I'm from St. Louis, and I love the city, and I love this state, and I'm just tired of seeing us in a situation of mediocre growth. Do you know in the last 12 years, Missouri ranks 48th out of 50th in growth among the 50 states? I mean, that is appalling. That is a sin. And there's no reason for that. It's due to our public policies. So that's what motivates me.
This is Rex Singfield. Glad to have you in St. Louis. And I know that if I ask the executive directors and presidents of any number of 501c3 and charitable organizations, they're very glad that you are in town because you've been, in the past 7 years, you've been coming to the rescue for people who've been cash strapped. And thanks a lot. One of the five individuals we believe key to the future of St. Louis. Rex Singfield, thanks for taking our phone call today.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure was mine. All right, we're going to take your phone calls at 436-7900, 800-925-1120. That is a man on a mission. What do you think about that?